You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting today?
We're starting with Taron Egerton, who's a very busy actor at the moment. He's lining up a lot of projects and he's already starred in a good few that's due to come out as well. We'll talk about one that he's going to star in alongside Charlize Theron, who's leading this thriller called Apex, and it's for Netflix. So she plays a rock climber and an adrenaline junkie who finds out that nature isn't the only dangerous element out to get her when she sets out on an expedition in the wild. Who's out to get her? Egerton.
Okay.
To play a psychopath stalking his human prey. Jeremy Robbins wrote the script. Baltasar Kormákur is the director here. He's best known for good action films like Everest, so you can see the link here, Contraband, The Deep, and his most recent was the Idris Elba film Beast, which came out in 2022. Now, I mentioned Egerton, who's very busy. We already featured on our trailer watch Carry On, which is going to be a Netflix release on December 13th that he stars in. He's also filmed the indie thriller She Rides Shotgun, and he recently wrapped production on an Apple TV Plus series called Firebug.
Busy indeed, as you say. You have some more casting news for us?
Yeah, former Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner is reportedly set to star as Lara Croft in Amazon Prime's new live-action series Tomb Raider. Now, what makes this exciting is that it hails from Emmy-winning Fleabag and Killing Eve creator Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who has reportedly kind of written all the entire series. That's what we think anyway. She's definitely going to be writer, executive producer on the project. It's a passion project for her. She's a big fan of the games and wanted to turn it into an epic globe-trotting series. Sophie Turner seems to have beaten out the likes of Lucy Boynton, Emma Corrin and Mackenzie Davis for the role, and filming on this aims to begin in early 2025.
Interesting. Now, you have a remake of a 90s film.
Yeah, now I had to do a double take on this film. I didn't quite remember it. It was called Idle Hands. And
Doesn't ring a bell hugely.
No, let me tell you about it first. It was released in 1999. It's about a teenage stoner and slacker whose hand becomes possessed with murderous intent and goes on a killing spree.
How did we forget that one, Garrett?
How did we forget it? It didn't do so well with reviews. It kind of bombed at the box office. They say part of the problem, it came out the same month as the Columbine High School Massacre, which led to it not playing in various cinemas. Now, however, it looks like actors Finn Wolfhard and Billy Brick, who was in Ghostbusters Afterlife, they've signed on to write a reimagining of this film for Sony Pictures. Now, the pair looks like they may direct it as well, and you think they're directors? And they are, because they did a horror comedy festival hit, which is called Hell of a Summer, which Neon acquired back in August, and they're going to release it in summer 2025.
Okay.
So one of the producers of the project is Jason Reitman, known director in his own right, and he said that both Finn and Billy have crushed their directorial debut and have a completely original take on Idle Hands that captures a disaffected generation. So we'll watch that one carefully.
Okay, maybe we'll remember it next time.
Maybe.
See how that goes. Now, news of a music pick.
Yeah, this is Boyz II Men, the legendary R&B group. They're developing a feature film biopic which will chronicle their 30-year career, which has spawned such hits as End of the Road, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, On Bended Knee, One Sweet Day, and Motown Philly. So the four-time Grammy-winning group have partnered with a production and finance companies to develop the narrative feature film. They're also developing a long-form documentary project as well, which will sort of chronicle their dominance from the 90s into the 2000s. They made their debut, would you believe, back in 1991. And they've gone on to sell 60 million albums worldwide. They are still currently touring. They recently headlined a sold-out three-night stint at the Hollywood Bowl, their first performance at the historic venue after being an opening act there at the start of their careers.
Okay, still going strong. Now, you've won for Ice Age fans.
Yeah, Ice Age has always been a good series. And would you believe there's been five of those movies?
Really?
And now they've got a sixth that's coming. Yeah, with all the main cast set to come back, if you know, it's led by Ray Romano. So yeah, they're bringing all the cast back. It's in production at the moment. It was announced as the sort of as a Disney project since, you know, they took over 20th Century Fox, and so all the assets that were included with that transferred to Disney, and this is the first time now that Disney is kind of tapping into that and making an Ice Age. So the last one, Collision Course, it earned nearly $409 million at the box office. They haven't yet released an official release date for it, but we do know that Ice Age 6 is now in production.
It is on the way now. Paul Mescal has, of course, very much been in the news throughout the week, and we'll hear from him later. But you've a little interesting bit of news on him today.
Yeah, so he starred, the first movie that he shot after Gladiator was a film called The History of Sound. It's an LGBTQ romance drama, also starring Josh O'Connor. And Mescal now serves as an executive producer on the project, marking his first production credit. It sounds like a good film. It follows two young men, Lionel and David, in the shadow of World War II, who are determined to record the lives, voices and music of their American countrymen. And as they begin to log the events, the two of them fall in love.
Very good. That's definitely one we'll keep an eye on. That's The History of Sound coming up from Paul Mescal. Now, staying with Irish actors, Colin Farrell has been impressing everyone with The Penguin. What's the latest on Colin?
Yeah, so Colin has now boarded an Irish short film as an executive producer. So this film is called Room Taken. It's directed by TJ O'Grady-Payton. It's about loneliness, grief and the immigrant experience from a screenplay by first-timer Michael Whelan. The film follows Isaac, newly arrived in Ireland and looking for a place to stay, when he secretly moves into the home of Victoria, an elderly blind woman, leading them to form a unique bond. The film is actually qualified for the Oscars long list after winning Best Short at the Cleveland International Film Festival. It also got a gold medal for Best Film at the Manhattan Short Film Festival. And this is a thing that's been happening recently.
Yeah.
As films go forward on the long list, they tend to have these kind of famous executive producers board the film, which gives it visibility, helps it in the sort of Oscar race as well. And with Colin Farrell joining this film, it certainly boosts its chances as
Great.
It moves towards what is the shortlist. I've seen the short a couple of times. It's a really nice short, beautifully
Good.
Made.
Oh, look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, so hopefully that they can progress in that small competition.
Yeah, well, Colin Farrell makes good choices. He has good
Absolutely.
Taste, as we know. We'll keep an eye on that one. It's called Room Taken. What trailer watch have you for us this week?
I like the look of this. This is about a CIA cryptographer who manages to blackmail his agency into training him to let him go after a group of terrorists who killed his wife in London. Take a listen to this.
You ever wonder what they do with all the stuff you dig up for them?
That's not my job.
No, but you never wonder?
No, it's the CIA. I gotta trust that they'll make the right call. Maybe it's better not to know.
Love you.
Charlie, I think you need to see this.
What is this?
Your wife has been killed.
I want mission-specific training, cash, and a new identity.
Have you lost your mind?
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
I don't think you could beat a 90-year-old nun in an arm wrestling match.
That is The Amateur, Garrett.
Yeah, The Amateur, which stars Rami Malek here and Lawrence Fishburne, Katrina Balfe also starring in it as well. One of the things that excites me about it, I like the director involved here, James Hawes, who would have done the likes of Slow Horses and Black Mirror, very skilled television director. So The Amateur is going to be out April 11th of next year. Check out the trailer.
All right, lots of good new releases in cinemas this weekend. Not a huge amount of them because everybody knew that this was
They're
coming out this week.
They're all afraid. It's the big one.
I remember that day. I never forgot it. That a slave could take revenge against an emperor.
Where were you born?
I don't know. I never knew a mother nor a father.
You will be my instrument.
Who are you?
Did you hear that crowd?
The greatest temple Rome ever built. The Colosseum. Because this is what they believe in. Power.
This is about survival! Survive!
Hold together and when it charges, break for the wall.
Yes, that is the big one in cinemas this weekend, Garrett, Gladiator 2.
Yeah, small little indie film here. Now what's going on? Look, they don't get much bigger than this in terms of films. And, you know, with Paul Mescal leading the cast here, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, Joseph Quinn, and of course Denzel Washington starring in a film from Ridley Scott. It's big and it is bold.
And it's getting really mixed reviews. It's interesting. Personally, I had a great time. I mean, I just sat back and really enjoyed it. And I think, you know, for a bit of escapism, you need to see it on the biggest screen possible. I think it's epic, it's entertaining. Paul Mescal is super in it, I thought. I'd have some issues with it in terms of length. I thought some of the peripheral characters didn't quite work. But all in all, I found it to be very entertaining. I think you could do a lot worse than sit back in the cinema this weekend and enjoy it. So we have Paul Mescal coming up a little later on for my interview with him. I thought he was great in it. You have a little bit of news on the Coliseum for us, Garrett.
I did. Well, I saw this and I thought that's very clever marketing that Paramount Pictures were working with Airbnb, you know, and they were doing a competition where people could, well, you can book it actually.
Really?
You can book the Coliseum for you and some guests for a couple of hours, stay in it, up to 16 guests at a time.
Wow.
So, yeah, I thought it was a very curious thing to do. Probably expensive.
I'd say
if you go on to Airbnb and just try and book the Coliseum for a night.
I'll check
but
it out.
It's going to take place May 7th and 8th so of 2025.
Hilarious.
So, a good tie in with Airbnb there from Paramount.
That is brilliant. Okay, a couple of more new releases to mention.
Yeah, we do. We have a movie called In Camera, and it follows Adin, a young actor who's in a cycle of nightmarish auditions, and after he receives multiple rejections, he takes it upon himself to find a new part to play. We've also got a documentary as well called Soundtrack to the Coup d'Etat. This is about a jazz and decolonization are intertwined in a historical roller coaster that reunites the Cold War episode that led musicians to crash the UN Security Council. So that's your releases this week.
Okay, your TV movie, you've picked an Irish one for us.
Yes, I have. It's from director John Butler, who also wrote the film as well. It's about Ned and Connor, who are forced to share a bedroom at their boarding school, the loner and the star athlete at this rugby-mad school form, an unlikely friendship that is tested by the authorities. Good Irish cast starring in this, Fiona Shea, Ardal O'Hanlon, Amy Huberman, Hugh O'Connor, Andrew Scott, Mo Dunford, lots of others in there as well, but it's called Handsome Devil. Now, it's on late tonight on RTE2, but it's on at 11:50.
Lovely, Garrett. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.